and find out, first of all, what praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'll be reading today from the New King James translation of the Bible. And 1 Corinthians 14:14 reads, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays." So what is praying in tongues? Well, it's your spirit praying, isn't it? He says, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Notice he doesn't say it's the Holy Spirit praying. He says it's my spirit praying. You might wonder, well, what is the difference? Well, you are a spirit being. That doesn't mean that you're just composed of guesses or something odd or strange. But what it means is that the real you is hidden on the inside of this body. And without this body, you would still be you. The body is not you. You're not a body. You're a spirit being. One reason we know, there's many reasons, but one reason we know is because Jesus told us in John 4:24 that God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Well, if you recall what happened in Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Make man just like we are." So who knew what God was like better than Jesus of Nazareth? He says God is a spirit being. So if we're made in the image and likeness of God, then we're spirit beings. We have a soul, we have a body, but that's not who we really are. You know, give you another example of this is in 1 Corinthians 9:27, the Apostle Paul, you might just jot it down, you don't necessarily need to turn there, but he says, "I keep my body under." Notice he didn't say, "I keep myself under." He said, "I keep my body under." I and body, to him, weren't the same. And that can make a tremendous difference in your life when you realize that you and your body are not necessarily one and the same. Now, I'm not saying that to make you think in some kind of strange way, but just to realize that your body is the house that you live in. Again, Paul uses the terminology of a tent, but what is a tent but a temporary house, a temporary dwelling place? It's a place you live in, but most people don't have to live in them all their lives. Even if they do live in them all their life, that's just all their earthly life, and it's temporary, isn't it? So he said in another place, if this earthly tabernacle or tent be dissolved, we have, what, another one in heaven, one not made with hands. Mankind is designed by God to be spirit, soul, and body, and we're going to spend eternity that way, but with a glorified body, praise God. Hallelujah. And I assume that it, well, I'm sure it won't have any problems. They have all diet food, and so it never gets fat. And I don't know all the details, but I know this. It says it's going to be like unto his glorious body. That's like Jesus Christ's body. Praise God. And if it's good enough for him, it's going to be good enough for us, isn't it? Well, anyway, I and the body are not the same any more than you and your car are the same. Now, you hopefully you don't have to live in your car, but you may think you feel like that when you're in some traffic jam in the morning going to work or something. But you get into that car, and you can get out of it. You go into your house, you can go out of it. Well, that's the same way with your body, not necessarily at will, but when you die, what we call dying, physical death, that's just leaving your body. Praise God. Aren't you glad that dying isn't really dying in the sense that so many people think about it? I've been at a few funerals, and of course you never necessarily want to go to funerals, but and I understand people's emotions and so forth, but I just really, it really bothers me when when I see people and I know that they don't understand that the person isn't there, that it's just their body. And I see them kissing a corpse and speaking to it and things like that. Well, I'm not saying that's all bad, but when you know that they think that's the person there, that bothers me. Because they're in ignorance, because the person isn't there, they're gone. Just like if you came to my house right now and knocked on the door, tried to talk to me, tried to call me on the phone, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not there. I'm here. So you and your body are not the same. Well, what is praying in tongues? It's the real you. It's your inner man praying, speaking. Now notice what he says in that latter part of that verse. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Well, what is he talking about here when he talks about his understanding? Well, it's a Greek word, N-O-U-S, and it refers to the mind. It's the mind, your mind. In other words, your mind is not your spirit either, because he says, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. In other words, my mind doesn't understand it. See? So that should make you realize right there that you and your mind. Now, this is kind of a little bit of a tricky one, I suppose, in some ways, to really divide up, because we know that we're going to know people in heaven and so forth. Well, of course, our soul's going with us. But anyway, you and your mind are not the same. Because this says, if I pray in a tongue, let me read it here. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding or my mind is unfruitful. It's not understanding what's happening. So that's what praying in tongues is. And remember, we're talking about every believer can benefit by praying or speaking in other tongues. Now that you know what it is, you might have a question. Many do. Well, can every believer do that? Is this for everyone? So many people question that. And they say, well, that's not for us today. Or, well, maybe it's for us today, but it's not for everyone. How many of you ever heard anything like that? Raise your hand. Well, if you haven't, you will. Look right here in the same 14th chapter in verse 5. It says, I wish you all spoke with tongues. King James says, I would that ye all spake with tongues. I wish that you all spake with tongues. Now, I've heard people teach on this that don't believe that every believer can benefit from speaking in other tongues today. And they emphasize the latter part of the verse. They say, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy.